Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on, and we are diving headlong into part two of the Science Bites from last week with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Usually we try to do it every couple of weeks, but schedules around the holidays. We got Thanksgiving next week, believe it or not, coming up. Small bites, you can remember to bite them in the behind with. We dive headlong in the peer-reviewed medical literature. And with that, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is here. I've got to adjust the size of her picture because she's, look at her, she's grown. It's like the 70-foot-tall woman. Yeah, they should be scared of you now, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. What happened? Playing basketball for the Cleveland Cavaliers now that LeBron James is not there.
Maybe.
So we have got to do part two. And I want to say thanks real quick once again for our friends, from our support we get from Trinity School of Natural Health, Julie Whitman Klein and the family. They do wondrous good things, and they're educating folks, doctors and non-doctors alike, on real nutrition, things that will help people. And they're also supporting our message of health freedom and the V-Science Bites. So thanks to them for that as well.
Yeah, very much so. So, whereas part two this time is, you know, each month when we do V-Science Bites, we pick a topic for the month. Mm-hmm. And this month has been tetanus. So last week, mm-hmm. you know, because of your schedule and my schedule, we did these two Tuesdays in a row. So it was actually last week was part one, and we talked about tetanus a little bit as an illness that's being caused by the tetanus toxin. And if you get a puncture wound or a bite that in your extremity mm-hmm. that may be contaminated with tetanus, because we always make the assumption that every puncture wound, every bite, every rusty nail, every clean knife in your kitchen while you're washing dishes, every time you puncture the skin, then you are being contaminated or have the high potential of being contaminated with tetanus, which simply isn't true. But even if you were, it takes a long time. It takes 7 to 10 days for that spore to release the toxin, for the toxin to travel to the nerve, and for it to travel up the nerve to the place where you could develop what they call lockjaw or some other type of tetanospasm, some other type of tetanus spasm. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, like, drop everything, charge headlong through traffic, to screech sideways with your car into the parking lot and go run into the emergency department to get your tetanus shot. Okay, right. You just don't have to do that.
Yeah, and by the way, y'all, it's not your tetanus shot. It's a tetanus shot that they want to convince you is yours before you even get there.
That's excellent. You're right.
And you got to think about that, too. And that's why part one is so important. We'll do, again, the briefest of reviews, which you've done here. And we've got the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and eventually up at our V-Science Bites tab at robertscottbell.com and brighteon.com, where Mike Adams hosts us so that we do not get censored or banned by the other outlets.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind. This isn't an emergency, and you want to let the wound bleed, you want to clean it out, and humans have the ability to develop natural immunity to tetanus. So if you are around animals all the time, if you live on a ranch, or you're riding horses bareback, like what I used to always do, ride horses bareback and get chafing on the inside of your legs, and all of this, and you can develop a natural immunity to tetanus. So that's really sort of important. And we talked a little bit the first time about the natural history of the vaccine, that it was one of the very first vaccines developed, that it was actually used in World War I because it was developed in 1914. It wasn't developed to a commercialized state until the early 1930s. And what they call protective antibody is a tetanus titer level of greater than 0.01 IUs per ml, which means that if you have the tiniest little bit of tetanus antibody, that is supposed to keep you from getting tetanus. And we took a very deep dive the last time into the fact that you could have very high, very, very high, like 12,000 IUs per ml of tetanus antibodies and still contract the infection. So it, the most, so you don't get tetanus because you're tetanus shot deficient. You get tetanus because you have a dirty wound that wasn't appropriately cleaned out.
Yes, and go back. We have covered some of the ways to remedy that, things to do is to clean it, but we do need to move on forward in terms. We talked vaccine failures last week before we dive into the ingredients that might be problematic.
Right. So the one important thing from last week I want to reiterate is that you can have, if you can have four or more tetanus shots and still contract tetanus, that applies to every other vaccine of being fully vaccinated and still contract the infection that you're supposed to be preventing, which could be anything from pertussis to meningitis. So we have this false sense of security about having these high antibody levels. And to me, when I found this out in my research and when I was studying this, this was the cornerstone of my education about how faulty the whole concept of antibody is when it came to tetanus. So I really felt like it was worth reiterating because it's the most important thing to think, because it's kind of the last thing we let go of in terms of the vaccinating world is tetanus. And if you can have four or more tetanus shots and still contract the infection, what good is any of them? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I did for this week was that I created a table, and it's a downloadable PDF. Once you download it and print it out, it looks kind of like this. And what I did was I went out to vaccinesafety.edu, and that might be something for those of you that are watching, and I know there's quite a few people that are taking notes and creating your own three-ring binder. But if you write down vaccine safety, no spaces or anything, vaccinesafety.edu, that is a very quick place that you can go and find all of the package inserts for all of the vaccines. So a lot of people are frequently asking, you know, where do I find the package inserts? I always tell them, vaccinesafety.edu. It's run by Johns Hopkins, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and I believe every year they update them with the most current version for that year's vaccine. And so I took the four available, it's actually five available tetanus vaccines that are still available, and I put them together in this table that you can print out and you can see.
Yeah, we've got it up on screen right now for those watching later on. Writing on it's there for you.
Great. So I made it in an Excel spreadsheet. I turned it into a PDF file so you can download it and print it. And the important part is looking at the variety of different ingredients amongst them. And that the aluminum can range from 330 micrograms to 1500 micrograms for one shot. You've got some that have formaldehyde. There's one version that still has mercury in it. You've got all of these different types of culture mediums that end up with extracts of that in the vaccine. So I wanted to show you how dirty, literally physically dirty, not dirty as in pornography dirty, but dirty as in filthy containing junk. So it's foreign matter being injected into your body just from a tetanus shot. So think long and hard before this is something that you actually want to get. And we'll take a deep dive into that in a few minutes. But this is for you. It's sort of like a little extra present from this week's The Science Bites of something that you can have and you can print out and put in your notebook.
Excellent.
So the next step that we're just going to go down through here is some more vaccine studies, you know, from the medical journals about tetanus. Now, I will tell you, it's a little bit difficult to find studies that are purely on tetanus, because tetanus is tetanus and diphtheria, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, diphtheria, some other combination of types of things. So it's a little bit hard, but the ones that I found, I think, are very important. Like the very, very first one on your printout is from 1973. And it's from the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. It's a full-text article that has the link there that said this was originally designed to obtain data with regard to the evidence of delayed hypersensitivity skin reactions to tetanus toxoid in normal individuals who had had a previous immunization without remarkable symptoms. So let me boil that down to you. So that means they had people who had previously been vaccinated with tetanus. Perhaps as a child, they had their childhood series. Perhaps they had had a booster tetanus vaccine. And they said, if we give them another booster, what kind of reactions will they have, if any? And what they found was that there was not only a very high incidence of immediate type reactions, meaning their arms swelled up, they got really red, they started to get itchy. Some of them went into an asthma wheezing thing, and I believe there was one person in the study that actually went into anaphylactic shock. But they were also surprised at the large number of what's called arthritis type skin reactions. And an arthritis reaction is a vasculitis. So it means that the blood vessels swell, get inflamed, can break down, can become leaky in your tissues and cause a greatly increased hypersensitivity reaction that can last for a very, very long time. And so their conclusion was, so this was back in the day, so this was 1973, when they were trying to decide how frequently those tetanus boosters should be. Should they be every year? At the time, they were giving them every 3 to 5 years, and then they went to 5 years. And after this period of time, they decided that by looking at all the numbers, that they needed to move a repeated or a tetanus booster from every 5 years to every 10 years because of the reaction. And we'll talk about, we're going to review the one of the studies we covered last time about when they moved it from 10 years to 20 years, and now they think it should be once every 30 years, that if you've had 2 tetanus shots in your entire life, you never, ever, ever need another one, even by their standards, to have high enough antibody level, which doesn't do anything anyways, but it keeps you from having to get another one.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary. And again, peer-reviewed medical literature we're referring to, and we have linked up the PDF document that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny prepared for us, as she does each and every time we do B-Science Bites, is right here. So let's go to the second article. It looks like it's from 2012 on lupus.
Lupus Journal. Journal Lupus, which the name of the article is Vaccine Model for Antiphospholipid Syndrome Induced Tetanus Vaccine. And again, that's an abstract, and that's the link to the abstract. And boiling this down, what this really means is antiphospholipid syndrome, they call it APS, is a disorder of the immune system that produces antibodies that lead to blood clots. APS syndrome is something that's frequently found in women that have repeated miscarriages, with people that are chronic clot formers, that like deep venous thrombosis in their legs, or they have pulmonary embolisms. So APS is something that is looked for in medicine if someone has repeated blood clots. And this is showing that in this particular study, when they were studying mice, they actually used the tetanus shot to induce APS in mice so that they could study them. And so that tells you that the tetanus vaccine can cause your blood to develop these antibodies that clump together and can lead to the diagnosis of APS or antiphospholipid syndrome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is really, really important, Robert, because so many women these days have recurrent miscarriages, and sometimes it's because they've got clotting disorders, or sometimes they've got low vitamin D, or sometimes even low chromium. They can have repeated miscarriages. But one of the things they look for is this antiphospholipid syndrome. And I have a really, really good friend who lives in Switzerland, and he actually gave me permission to talk about his case, is that he had been having really severe headaches, which is one of the symptoms of APS. And then through a bilateral blood clot in his lungs, and he's in his early 50s, he's a high-level athlete. He's like Olympic-quality athlete of what he does in terms of biking and skiing and all the different things that he does. And he almost died from this bilateral blood clot. So he was in the hospital. He threw another one. And finally they looked and they diagnosed him with having antiphospholipid syndrome. And he's maybe 54, 55. So he said, how in the world did I get this? I mean, he's trim, he's fit, he doesn't smoke, he barely drinks alcohol, he only eats organic, and it's been this way his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you were in the military. He said, oh my gosh, I had all of those vaccines. And he said, and as a matter of fact, 5 years ago, I had a tetanus booster.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he started looking at back at his medical records and found that prior to that tetanus booster, he never had any symptoms at all of anything that was like blood clots or bad migraines or headaches or anything like that. So again, this is one more of those things kind of empirically that says repeated tetanus shots, too many of them over the course of your lifetime, can lead to long-term complications, which goes along with what we've said, Robert, since we've been doing B-Science Bites, is that vaccines do not prevent infection, i.e. you can get four tetanus shots and still get tetanus, but they do cause disease, which is something that comes and stays for your entire life.
Yes, it in the notes you reference the Mayo Clinic reporting no cure for antiphospholipid syndrome, but medications can be effective in reducing your risk of blood clots. And rightly you say, no cure, how about not getting the shot?
How about not causing it?
First, do no harm, out the window with the tetanus shot. And by the way, those of you who are Gen Xers, you haven't been hammered as hard as millennials, but the DPT shot was around back then, and Harris Coulter wrote a shot in the dark with Barbara Lowe Fisher about the damage from that shot. So it's not really new information, even if they've dove deeper in, like in this Lupus Journal from 2012.
Yeah, it's interesting because I used to have a bumper sticker on my car that said, cure for autism, stop causing it.
That's to the point.
So the third article that we're going to talk about here today is from an MMWR journal, which, as you know, we've covered a lot of these. MMWR is Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. It's a CDC publication. This is a full text article from 2006 that talks about one of the things that can happen with either tetanus toxoid or diphtheria toxoid. This was back in the day, so this was from 2006, when you could still routinely and readily find those two vaccines. Now it's become increasingly more difficult because they want everybody to have a repeated pertussis vaccine. So this was the CDC report that said that after a tetanus toxoid or diphtheria or DT vaccine, that you can have an arthritis reaction, that localized vasculitis, which causes severe pain, swelling, edema, and sometimes necrosis. So necrosis means that the tissues turn black, break down, and die in the area of your arm where you got the tetanus shot. These can occur within 4 to 12 hours after the vaccine. This is what I think is really, you just have to roll your eyes, right? ACIP, the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices, has recommended that persons who experience this arthritis reaction and your arm was going to necrose and you're going to have your tissue die should not receive one of those vaccines more frequently than every 10 years. Why should you ever receive another one ever in your entire life, right?
Yes.
And so you've had this horrible reaction. You can get another one after 10 years, and maybe it won't happen again.
Yeah, and even they talk about prophylactic use in terms of wound care treatment where it's automatic. When you go to an ER, don't they automatically stick you with a tetanus, which is more than a tetanus shot? I mean, they basically don't look at your record or anything. Oh, we'll just give you another one.
Yeah, a little is good. A little bit more won't hurt. And I can honestly say, Robert, back in the day when I was a full-time ER doc, my last ER shift was January of 1998. I didn't start taking a deep dive into the medical literature about vaccines until September of 2000. So way back in the day, I can remember thinking that. I can remember thinking, well, better to be safe than sorry. Give them another tetanus shot, but rather that than them to contract tetanus, because if they contract tetanus, they will die. Which is how you're trained to think.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, one of the world's richest men, has formally announced his Democratic bid for the presidency. Ending weeks of speculation, the 77-year-old former Republican announced his candidacy in a written statement posted on a campaign website describing himself as uniquely positioned to defeat President Donald Trump. Bloomberg wrote, "I'm running for president to defeat Donald Trump and rebuild America." A plane carrying at least 17 passengers crashed shortly after takeoff in Congo's eastern city of Goma, killing all of those on board and possibly more on the ground. The aircraft crashed into residential homes near Goma's airport. Black smoke rose from the plane, whose wreckage could be seen amid destroyed homes as dozens of men tried to help with the rescue efforts. The UN mission in Congo said it has sent emergency crash and rescue teams to support Congolese authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're clipping along here, and I'm so glad again that we have the live links embedded into the PDF, because we're, you know, I've brought up the CDC stuff, brought up every article thus far that you put in there for people to see if they're watching the video version of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Again, we continue with V Science Bites, going to an article apparently from 2017, so very recent next.
very recent in the journal article Vaccine. And that's, you know, the big publication. That's like the granddaddy. And in the vaccine world, that's more important than the New England Journal or JAMA or the British Medical Journal. Vaccine is like it. So if you're a scientific researcher and you can get published in either Vaccine or Nature, you're like legitimate. So that's, I mean, that's their criteria, right? That's like their Academy Award if they get published in those journals. And the title of this journal is, or this article is, Polysaccharide Conjugate Vaccine Protein Carriers as a Neglected Valency. This is a really, really important concept. And I've been talking about this, Robert, for as long as I've been doing talks on vaccines and showing people it's like, you know, with the Hib vaccine or with the Prevnar vaccine, there's these little bits of extra pieces of tetanus or extra pieces of diphtheria. And I said, well, isn't that like getting an extra dose of tetanus vaccine? Nothing had ever been written about it in the medical literature. So like if you had Hib and when you would inject Hib, it nothing would happen. You wouldn't get any antibody responses to it if you had that Haemophilus influenza B. But if you bound it to that protein carrier, it stayed in your system long enough for the B cells to come by and make antibodies. I've said it forever, and it wasn't until this article that just came out in 2017 that said, oh yeah, look at that. So it says most vaccine antigens injected alone, like that Hib vaccine, which is the polysaccharide vaccine, do not generate an antibody response and must be conjugated with a carrier. Often, the carrier is tetanus toxoid. And the article said that although it is well documented that protein carriers additionally induce an immune response against themselves, this has not been recognized, and carrier proteins also induces an immune response, and the phenomenon has been largely overlooked. So when kids get that full schedule, Robert, and they get 5 doses of Hib, they get 4 doses of Prevnar, they also get 5 doses of DPT, they're actually getting 5 and 4 is 9, and they're getting like 14 tetanus shots in that schedule. And so in this example that they were talking about, and this is a full text article you can link to, is that, and how they tested it was they took an adult and who had been vaccinated already by once, and they injected 1 Hib vaccine that had a tetanus toxoid attached to it. And they found that the increase in tetanus, so they did baseline tetanus antibodies, and after that injection, they found that the tetanus antibodies went up by 17 to as high as from 17, an average of 17, to 193 units per ml. Now, there's another article that I didn't put in this particular V-Science Bites that actually goes through and talks about some of the side effects of having too much tetanus antibodies. One of them is cardiovascular. It's high blood pressure. Some of them is cardiac arrhythmia. And so can you imagine that you keep giving tetanus shots, and when do we do it in people in 50, 60, and 70 years of age? We give them that extra 10-year booster. And when do they have hypertension? When do they have arrhythmias? And I wish the doctors would start asking when these patients suddenly have a new onset of atrial fib, when was your last flu shot? When was your last tetanus shot? And just documenting it in the literature because they don't even bother to ask.
Well, this is why we do this. And if anybody has a problem with it, talk to the peer-reviewed medical journals, talk to the CDC, because all of the information we're delivering and Dr. Sherry Timpani is delivering today with V-Science Bites is coming from that. Don't be illiterate, doctor. Read the studies.
Read the studies, exactly. So just in conclusion here today, in the last few minutes that we have, I think that in terms of wrapping up tetanus for this week and these two V-Science Bites, I think it's worth revisiting that journal article that we talked about in week one from March 2016 that actually showed that how long the antibodies actually last. And the second link, that the first link underneath here is to the full text article. Underneath there where I said revisit and I put that link in there, it was actually an interview with the researchers, and it sort of explains it in a little bit more conversational language so you can really, really understand this, because of these two V-Science Bites, this is one of the major take-home messages that and this is what it said, the idea of changing our vaccination schedule to every 30 years is not as radical as it sounds. Other countries, notice this, other countries, including the United Kingdom, recommend no adult booster shots And even the World Health Organization recommends only a single adult booster vaccine during pregnancy or during the military service if you had been previously vaccinated or completed the pediatric series. So other places in the world don't hyper-vaccinate with tetanus, only in America.
Just have to pause for a quick question here. Why is the United Kingdom not considered an anti-vaxxer nation now? They don't recommend additional tetanus boosters.
Well, maybe so. Maybe we shouldn't point that out.
Oh, oops.
Oops, yeah. So in other words, if the U.S. switched from every 10 years to every 30 years, this approach would be better for health. It would save money, reduce the potential for side effects, and all the money it costs to take care of those side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So out of this month's V-Science Bites, the two most important take-home messages I want you to remember is, number one, you can have four or more tetanus shots, have high levels of antibodies, and still contract the infection, which to me is absolutely endgame for understanding how unimportant antibody levels are.
Beautifully
said.
Yeah.
And the second part is, don't keep getting tetanus shots. Just don't do it. If you've had two in your lifetime, and if you've had that pediatric series at 2, 4, and 6 months, 5 years of age, and then before, you know, 2, 4, 6 months, 1 year, and when you started kindergarten, that's five. That's enough for your entire life. Don't do it anymore.
Yeah, and based on what the peer-reviewed literature has said and what we've referred to at the CDC website, et cetera, why not consider homeoprophylaxis? Why not the homeopathic form of tetanus and other things? If they say there's no proof, well, we've got proof that their tetanus shots don't work. So
exactly.
You can't go wrong, and it won't harm you. So we're going to take a break. Dr. Sherry, you can stick around for a little bonus time with us after the official V-Science Bites?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody that these are a couple things that you need to maybe print out and have handy in case you ever have to take your child to the emergency department. You know, they cut themselves, they fell out of a tree, they fell off their bike, something like that. And one other thing, one quick thing before we end is, if you do have to do that and you have to go to the ER, number one, don't allow them to bully you. And number two, you can always say when they say, is your child up to date? Yep, they got everything that they need.
Yep, exactly. Got all the shots that we need. That's right, folks. Well, thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com. Of course, there's so many places, UK Health Radio, that carry the program after the fact and archive it. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us once again for these V-Science Bites. We'd like to say every 2 weeks, but we're schedule flexible, and that's why we've done 2 weeks in a row here, which has been great, getting to see you 2 weeks in a row. And I understand you've got some upcoming events. Any events up, for the public, or are they all doctor-related events before Thanksgiving?
There are just seminars that I'm just attending. Both of them are basically business seminars, and then there's a private, very important seminar that I'm going to in Washington, D.C. on December the 17th. It's just a fly-in and a fly-out, but it's really important, meeting with some really important people about strategizing to preserve our religious exemptions.
Okay.
So excellent. It's really good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, we're going to cover something that you're well aware of. We've been talking about for years the fact that the oral polio vaccine is creating paralysis in areas where it's given. And in fact, that after it's supposed to be eradication, the only cases that were being reported were those happening in vaccinated populations. But we're going to get to that in a moment. I want you to let us know you're going to be doing a webinar with Dr. Batar this coming Thursday. We'd normally be doing V-Science Bites on Thursdays, but now you'll be able to do the webinar now. So no problem, no pressure. So tell us what are you guys doing?
Well, it would have worked out okay anyways. It's just that the timing wasn't going to work out because I'm leaving Thursday morning to go to Austin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at an event. Some of you up there that might be listening may be involved in internet. You may have an internet business, and this is Ryan Levesque's a live seminar called the Ask Method, ASK, mm-hmm. the Ask Method, about building your email list and, you know, doing better things with communicating with your online customers. So that's where I'm going to be in Austin, is at that event. So if any of you are listening or going to the Ask event, track me down, so it'll be good. So I get to Austin about 3:30, I think, Texas time, and then at 8:30 on that night, 8:30 on this coming Thursday night with Dr. Batar, we're doing a webinar, a vaccine-related webinar, because we're going to be doing a joint venture together. together about courses for mastery and all the courses that are boot camp, all the courses at Vaccine U, the things that we're doing with the Vaccine Research Library, things we're doing with our membership, with advanced medicine and all the crazy things that he's doing with advanced medicine. So if you want to go and register right now for the webinar and get on that list, if you go to advancedmedicine.com and at the top it says join for free, and you put in my invitation code, because the only way that you can join Dr. Buttar's organization is through an invitation code. And my invitation code is 22671. 22671. So if you, when you go and you register, you put in 22671, you'll get a welcome to advanced medicine and all the individual tools that are in there for free, as a guest of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And then the webinar will be on Thursday night. And if you're on the Vaxter email list, which I hope everybody by now is on the Vaxter email list, I'm sending out a couple of emails where you can register through the email too.
Cool. And I know a lot of our viewers and listeners are already members of the association, because we've been doing advanced medicine with Dr. Buttar for many years. So if you're already a member, you're already a member. You can go and be part of it as well. So thank you for that, Dr. Tenpenny. Now, a few weeks ago, I don't know if Super Don's got his ears on, but we had yeah, I see you, Super D. I'm going to bring you in. I've got to modify. Sherry's going to get really big. Yeah, I know. Look. Here, let me just manifest the proper size. And we had this stunning admission that fluoride during pregnancy creates a scenario where IQs in the offspring are reduced. And that it was not surprising to us, but what was surprising was that you had the people from the journal talking about it, you know, having like a podcast about it.
It was journal, yeah, it was JAMA, I think, that
Were struggling with this, because they're like, people were challenging them. Why would you, you know, dare post or publish something like that? And they're like, well, if we didn't do it, somebody else would. And, you know, and they were thinking about, you know, being called conspiracy theorists and all that. But it turns out, once again, that those who have, you know, talked about these issues for many years actually had the backing of the peer-reviewed medical literature. I don't know that it's always necessary, because there's a lot of corruption there too, but when we talk about these things, it's rooted in reality.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
We're talking last night about how could we organize to show this to an entire joint session of Congress. How could we make that happen? It would stop all of them in their tracks. It would stop all of them. It would stop this nonsense like tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it makes it expected, I guess, if you will, their response to all of our discussions. Why is censorship their MO right now? Because that's all they got. Because once this comes out there, you see it is so visceral, the impact it has on even the most hardened hearts, perhaps besides Offit and Hotez and people like that, that you can't unsee it. And as I said, as brutal as it is to watch the injury, the ailments, and even the deaths associated with vaccination, and I reported on, you know, earlier today, the SIDS as it relates to DPT, the 70% ratio within 3 weeks, you know, that's not having as big an impact as I believe, my gosh, the same families, vaccine injured or killed, They have additional children not vaccinated, and they are healthy. That blows the doors off of this idea that it's a genetic epidemic.
I remember years ago, this was way back when I first started doing seminars, so this probably was 2001 or maybe 2002. I gave a two full day seminar, me the only speaker for 2 full days, to the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association. And by the end of the second day, they were all talking amongst themselves about how could they even do a vax versus non-vax study within their organization, because there was about 600 chiropractors there. And I'll never forget, Robert, to this very day, this one gentleman who came up to me. Now remember, this was 2002, so 17 years ago, back before they were even pointing the finger and calling it genetic, right? And he came up to me and he said, Sherry, you could do a study just on my family. My three oldest children are completely vaccinated, and then, you know, something happened, my wife woke up, you know, woke me up, and our next three children are completely unvaccinated, and you would think they were two different families. You know, again, the same thing, same food, same household, same shampoo, same cleaning products, same genetics, same exposure to the same animals. And she said, my oldest three kids are sick a lot. They have the grumpy personalities. They don't socialize well. They don't do so great in school. They're like BC students. My younger three kids never get sick. If they do, it's gone in 24 hours. Wow. They're very social. They're easygoing. They're laid back. They're never anxious. You don't have any problems with them. You would think it was two completely different families.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, these are the things that are breaking cognitive dissonance, which is sometimes very hard to do. It's hardest, of course, for those who have an economic benefit from remaining in the dark, from not seeing it. But the average folks that don't gain necessarily, other than the perception of protection, which we've, you know, kind of disabused them of that each and every time we do the V-Science Bites, but they're ultimately going to wake up. And of course, the only thing they have right now, as you say, is censorship, suppression of this information, because if it gets out, now you've got to either take way more drugs, and you might die of the drugs just to stay asleep, or you wake up and go, my gosh, I was lied to. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was right all these years, and others that have been talking about this. Mike Adams, the health ranger, was not exaggerating. We were not. If anything, we were underreporting it, not to sound as crazy as people made us out to be, although I never considered that being my biggest concern. My biggest concern was that we could communicate in a way that would land, they would receive it, they would alter their behavior based on this new information.
Yeah. Well, if any of you who are listening to this get an opportunity, or you find out about the vax, you know, the people, what is it?
The people's truth.
You must see it. And I don't know I got asked this question last night, Robert, and I wasn't really sure of the answer. Maybe you know. Mm-hmm. But they were wondering when they were going to come out with the CD version of it, like they did
with the DVD, right.
Yeah, the DVD.
Yeah. I don't know how many weeks or months, you know, that they're working on private direct distribution before, because certain theaters or certain things, they'll never allow it in theater again once it's released on DVD or straight to streaming.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's weeks or months, but we'll reach out and also try to find that out. In the meantime, find a way to get a screening, or maybe you can host a screening, which means you could get a hold of it in some way prior to that for a community showing.
Do you know who they would be get in contact with to see if they wanted to host a community showing?
Yeah, when we come back from this break, we're going to sort of officially end the official Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast today. Remember to go to V-Science Bites tab at robertscottbell.com. If you missed any or all of this in the show notes, you will also see the PDF that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny produced for us each and every episode, from the first one on measles all the way through to the tetanus. Last week, part one, Dr. Tenpenny, Superdonald, will be putting part two up shortly, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.